We continue in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim. We are in the middle of Perek Achad Asar, the 11th Perek. Darko shel ha'ish af sheyodea sheYisrael hu ve'alav lena'er et ha'refesh ve'et ha'tit ha'menabalto leikaves lehitaher ve'lashuv el malko u'kdosho kedosh Yisrael. It's human nature that even though one knows that he's a Jew, and therefore it's his responsibility to rid himself of the spiritual mud that brings him down, and to purify himself, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mikol makom rak b'machashavto yodeahu, velibo en koev lo al zot. But still, this knowledge is only intellectual, but he doesn't really feel any pain because of it. Efshar ovrim alav regaim shemargish eze deaga belibo mize, aval kalahi, ורק לפעמים רחוקות מרגישה. כאב הלב ובקשה תמידית הוא מרגיש רק על העולם הזה. איך ישיגו, איך יתאמץ בו, ויתגאה איתו וכו', ולא יותר. Yes, a person might have moments when he feels that his state of ruchniyut is concerning him and he's worried about it, but it doesn't last. It's only occasional. The heartache and the constant seeking that he has is only in regards to inyanei olam hazeh, how to get more of it, what he should do, and how can he become better and achieve olam hazeh. That's it. Uma no'il bidvarenu shetevakesh belibecha yidag al zeh im lo na'azor lecha velo nargilecha ech lidog ve'ech levakesh. So the Rebbe says, what good is it going to do, our words of urging you to care, if we're not going to help you how to learn how to care and how to search, how to be a mevakesh? Hen kvar amarnu shaninu veshilashnu lecha shebelo avodatcha ubelo itamtzut bechozek bechol kochacha lavodatcha kol devarenu lo yazizu af raglecha achat minatit sheata shakua bo ad tzavarecha. We've mentioned many times that if we don't work on ourselves, if we don't put ourselves to the task, if we don't make a strong effort to exert ourselves, then nothing that we will say will move even an iota, will move us even a little bit from the spiritual mud that we are in. אבל גם כשתתאמץ בעבודתך צריכים אנו להוסיף לאורותך. On the other hand, even if we do put in sincere effort, we still need to continue to teach you איך תבוא לבקשת מידית הזאת, how to arrive at this kind of constant and consistent ביקוש. הסקט ושמע, listen closely, the Rebbe says, כאב הלב והתמדת בקשתך בהשקפתך תלויה. The heartache that you feel and the consistency of your searching depends on the way you look at things. The hashkafa is so important. He says, "He'ashir shenitroshesh." Let's take an example of a rich person who lost all his riches. Kol zman shehashkafato al atzmo ke'al ashir v'choshev halo ashir hineni ve'lama ashirim acherim yesh lahem rav tuv ve'lama mikodem. You see, if the rich man who lost everything, if he at least continues to see himself as a rich man, and he tells himself, I'm really a rich person, so all his thoughts will revolve around that fact, that he's really supposed to be rich. And he will constantly wonder, why is it that other rich people have so much? What happened to me? אז דאגת ליבו קשה, ותמיד לא יחתל מלבקש עצות איך לשוב ולהתאשר בעזרת השם. So his דאגה, his worry, his concern is concrete. And he'll never stop from searching ways and ideas how to get back to his original state with the help of Hashem. ואם מחליפו את השקפתו העשירה אשר מקודם, but if he stops looking at himself as a rich person, ומביט על עצמו מעתה כעל עני ככל העניים, and now he looks at himself just like any other poor person, אז לא ידאג, אף לא יבקש עצות לשוב ולהתעשר. His concern, sooner or later, will stop, and he's going to desist from looking for any ideas how to change and to get back to where he was. הן גם אז יברך את עצמו שיזכה בגורל וימצא מציאה ויתעשר. He might wish that he wins the lottery, you know, and chance upon a fortune, אבל רק במחשבתו יתברך ויערוג דמיונות עשירים. But it's only wishful thinking and imagination. אבל בליבו לא יכאב ולא יבקש, בלתי אם להרוויח על פת חרבה ודירה יפה במרתף חם. But the heartache he will not have, and as a result he won't look for more than dry bread to eat and some warm basement apartment.
Ken kol atzmecha talui be'ashkafatcha ma'u Yisrael.
So the same thing applies to us. Our entire self, it depends on our perception of what it means to be a Yisrael.
Ve'el ma tzarich ata le'agia.
What is it that we are setting out to accomplish?
Yodea ata kvar zot u'kvar dibarnu mize. Aval gam he'ani she'echlif et hashkafato le'hashkafa aniya zocheret oshro u'mitbarech li'itasher.
Yes, you know already that it's great to be a Jew and what it means. We've spoken about it before. Yeah, but the poor person also who changed his outlook and he sees himself as a poor man, he still remembers the wealth that he had, and he wishes he could become rich again.
אבל כיוון שרק במחשבתו יודע זאת, ובליבו כבר לא קבועה,
but since it's only in his mind, but he doesn't feel it in his heart anymore.
ובתוכיותו השקפה אחרת על עצמו נמצאה.
Now in his heart there's a different perspective about himself.
לא ידאג ולא יבקש ולא ישתדל למצוא שוב את אושרו.
As we said, he's not going to concern himself much. He's not going to search. He's not going to try as much to go back to his riches.
ואף במלאכתו ומסחרו יתעצל.
Even in his work that he is presently occupied with, he will be lazy. So just to know is not enough. We have to feel that hashkafa of what a Yisrael means.
כן ידיעתך ודעתך בלבד לא די בזה.
It's not enough just to know.
Hashem amar,
the pasuk says, the Navi Hoshea,
ve'anochi tirgalti le'Ephraim kacham al zero'otav.
I sent my Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu, to train Ephraim, that's Am Yisrael, who took them upon his arms.
Ha'av ha'rachaman mishtokek lakachat et kol ish Yisrael al yedei Nevi'av elav.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our merciful Father in Shamayim, longs to bring every Jew closer to Him through the Nevi'im.
Aval tzrichim lehargil et ha'nefesh ha'to'a ve'et ha'ben ha'nidach b'geshem ha'olam lashuv lalechet el aviv ve'likpotz el zerotav.
But we have to accustom those neshamot and children of Am Yisrael who have been misguided and lost to the materialism of this world to return and to come back to their father and to jump into his waiting arms.
ואנוכי תרגלתי לאפרים כחם על זרועותיו. השם מרגיל אותנו וגם אנו צריכים להרגיל את עצמנו בזה.
Hashem is training us and we have to train ourselves too. And therefore, as the Rav is going to continue, אמור מעטה, so now we know to say,
שאמונתך בשם לא תהיה תמונה ומוסתרת בך.
Tell yourself that your emunah in Hashem will no longer be hidden and concealed inside yourself.
Rak brura v'chazaka.
We should make our emunah clear and strong.
Zechor al tishkach, yizaher v'hatmed bazeh sherashamnu lecha le'el perek tet.
Be very careful not to forget what we learned in the previous perek, in perek tet.
Shekama pe'amim bayom tachshov she'Hashem itbarach melocho la'aretz kevodo. ותמיד אתה נמצא לפניו יתברך.
From time to time throughout the day, we have to think to ourselves in a sensory way that Hashem's glory fills the entire world and that we are always standing before Him.
ובפרט בשעות הפנויות תוסיף לחשוב זאת.
Try to have those thoughts, especially when you have some free time on your hands.
ולמה לך להבל ולחבל את מוכחה בשטויות? חשוב בו מאמונת השם.
Why should we fill our brains and destroy it with nonsense when we could fill it with emuna in Hashem?
ובמידה שתוסיף לחשוב בזה,
the more we increase our thoughts in emuna in Hashem,
תתרגל באמונה.
We will train ourselves in our emuna
עד שלא תהיה כאמונה הנעלמה מדיעת האיש.
Then the emuna will become more concrete. It will not just be a hidden thought in the person's mind.
רק ידיעה ודאית וראיה ברורה ואיתנה.
It will become second nature to us. It will become crystal clear, an undisputed fact.
ידיעה יותר ברורה לך מידיעתך שהשמש מאיר.
It will be even clearer to you, even more obvious to you than the fact that the sun is shining.
כי זאת תורת הישראל. אף הדברים שלמעלה משכלו, במידה שמרבה לכפול ולחשוב אותם, ודאיות וחזקות נעשות לו יותר מן הדברים שרואה בעיניו.
Because as a rule, when a Jew continually and repeatedly puts his mind to a concept that is even beyond his natural capacity to comprehend, that yesod, that concept eventually becomes unquestionable by him, an unshakable fact in his mind, and it becomes more real to him than anything that's physical.
פשוט הוא, כי הלא נפשו רואה גם את הדברים שלמעלה משכלו.
It's actually very simple, the Rebbe says. One's nefesh sees those things that are beyond one's natural comprehension.
רק שהנפש נעלמה ממנו.
The problem is, it's just that the soul is hidden from the person.
So, ככל שמרבה לחשוב בהם,
so the more one thinks into his emunah and applies his mind to those concepts,
et nafsho im re'iyata margil baze latzet ulehera'ot bo.
So he is getting his nefesh accustomed to revealing itself and to reveal that which it sees.
Ubir'iyata ro'a et amitat advarim.
And he sees, together with his nefesh, he sees the truth in a clear way. So the point of the Rebbe is that in order for us to become consistent mevakshim, we have to develop our hashkafa amitit, our perspective, our emunah in Hashem in such a real and concrete way, to the point where we come in touch with our nefesh in such a clear way. And we begin to feel truly the concern of how much we have to come back to him, of how much we have to work on ourselves, Be'ezrat Hashem.